Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is Rhonda Inabnit, and she came in first place. Pardon me, geez, I'm trying to clear my throat here. First place in our Venus Level 1 Open Contest. An interesting story, if you bounce over to the guy's side, you'll see her son placed in our contest on Adonis Index. So that's the first, we were just talking, that's the first mother-son thing we've ever had. And this time around, we've also had a couple place on either side, Heidi and Adam. So it's starting to become a family thing. So Rhonda, pictures look great. And let's just go, let's just start with kind of where we always start, since some people may not be familiar with your story. Just give us your brief history with exercise and diet before you found Venus, and then sort of the story is how you got from before Venus to Venus.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd just like to say thank you for all of this, and I do feel very happy and excited and honored to be in this position and to be chosen as a winner. It's a great feeling.
Well, you did it, right? So you deserve it.
Thank you. Well, I would say that history-wise, I probably have to kind of go back a ways. This won't take too long, but I think I need to go back to when I was a teenager, because that's when I felt like I really got a good foundation of muscle mass going. And at the time, I didn't even realize it. I felt like my dad was just this really a slave driver, because he had my sister and brother and I working in the fields. We were moving our sprinkler pipe, our irrigation system. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it was really years later that, well, not years later, I guess later in high school, I realized that that was really like a good workout that I had never done before. So when I was about the years of being around 15, 16, 17, we would go out early in the morning. This would start in late spring and go through early fall. And twice a day, we would go out for a couple hours and move these sprinkler pipes. And they're 40-foot long pipes that, you know, I wasn't a big girl either, that you have to pick up and learn to balance and then walk. Early in the season, you're walking through mud and, you know, and then you're putting together.
That's considerable muscle endurance, right? That's strength endurance. That's not the same as going for a walk. That's like you're actually building muscle doing that sort of stuff.
Right, and that's what I realized. And then as the season progressed, it was like, well, then I'm walking through high, wet crops, which is also kind of hard to walk through. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is like, oh, this is squatting. This is a lot of lunges. It's curls. It's incorporating a lot of full body, you know, little muscles for that has to do with stability and
Oh yeah, your back's getting a workout. Your whole trunk is getting. You're doing like, it's almost as if you went out there to do a bunch of squats, deadlifts, like military press, like all that stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, and I felt like, man, my dad is so hard on us. But you know, now I think of that as a really good thing, because really, that was the foundation of it, of who I am physically now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was very active in sports in high school, but I didn't lift weights. I do remember, like, looking at my quads and going, wow, I got some muscle, you know.
So you're attributing it to that early. And you know what? That was probably, it's probably, well, I don't know, have you listened to our stuff about juvenile muscle growth?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so we on the guy's side, we talk about it because guys are a lot more into how fast they can build muscle and all that. Anyways, when you do training, strength training at those developmental ages, like you were talking about, basically before you're fully grown, so like 25 years and under, we think there's some sort of extra development that you can tap into that simply cannot be tapped into past that. So let's say you started lifting heavy stuff in your late 20s. You can still gain, but it's not going to be the same as if you started in your late teens. You know what I mean? And so it sounds like you harnessed what we call juvenile muscle growth. Well, not what we call. There's such thing as juvenile. Anyways, when you do it then, it seems like there's this extra layer of muscle that can be built that simply can't be built if you start later in life.
Okay. Well, that's really cool to know, because that just kind of that reinforces what I began to realize, you know, that the way I was thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, you know, in my 20s, once I got through, you know, I did all the sports in high school, but when I was 20, I got married, and really all I wanted to do was have my babies. And I had four sons in my 20s. By the time I was 28, I had four kids. And I didn't really devote too much time to myself. It was really all about the kids, you know, taking care of the kids and meeting their needs, which was what I wanted, and I didn't think about my own physical fitness, so to speak. You know, unfortunately, and I really think it did come from that foundation. I didn't gain a lot of weight. I stayed pretty much, you know, pretty much so in this, I gained a few pounds, but I didn't get overweight, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
From any of your pregnancies?
Right. I would gain a decent amount of weight through my pregnancies, especially the first one.
But then you eventually just bounced back?
Yeah, I did. And so I was never really thinking about, oh, I'm just in really poor shape. And it just never really occurred to me to really try to work harder taking care of myself at that point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then when do you actually get around to... Okay, so then take us from there to jumping in our contest and winning.
Well, okay. Before that, in my, like, mid to late 30s is when I kind of got the bug, just wanted to work out, and I joined a gym, and I figured out how to lift weights and, you know, free weights and machines, and just kind of got into it in my late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And through my 40s, continued with that. It really became part of my daily routine. So I would, you know, for the most part, I would be working out at least, I would say, 4 to 6 times a week. But, you know,
what kind of programs were you following? Like, where did you get your workout? A gym trainer? Or?
No, I didn't have a trainer. I just kind of jumped in and.
Just started lifting things? Like, you must have had some idea. Really? You didn't even read magazines?
Not back then. I guess, you know, my husband has always been, I don't know. I guess it was just kind of general knowledge of just knowing this type of thing. And I would see what other people were doing, but I basically just started with, like, dumbbells and, you know, doing curls and military press and different things like that, and adding in leg machines and just learning as I went. I mean, it wasn't anything complicated.
Yeah, just lift the weight.
Yeah.
And so you basically freestyled it for a while.
Yeah, actually for quite a while. I mean, that's really what I've done. I have had, like, a lot of support with my husband's been very supportive. He's very into fitness and, you know, he's almost fanatical. I wish he'd slow down sometimes, but he runs a lot. He likes to run marathons, and he works out. So, you know, he's always been there to help me, too.
Mm.
And my son, my son Jeremy, in later years, we've kind of been on the same page. And if it weren't for him, I would have never even known about Venus Index.
Oh, he introduced you? Yeah.
Yeah, he introduced me to it.
Okay, so talk about that. When you started, did you just buy it because he was like, this is a good idea, or were you like, stupid, or what'd you think?
He had been involved with Adonis for a while and has been, you know, really followed you guys for quite a while. He has told me things over, you know, the last few years, and told me about Eat Stop Eat. I read that, and he's been traveling. He's been all over the world, not all over the world, but in other parts of the world the last couple of years, so he hasn't been home a lot. And we Skyped one day, and he said, you know, I plan on coming home around Christmas last year. And he told me about the contest starting in January, and he was going to be home for a while, and he said, check it out, you know, let's do it, let's do it together. And so he was here a couple months, and had to leave, ended up getting another job in Burma, so he left before I really wanted him to, but we did spend quite a bit of time together and even went to the gym at the same time, and but he was very supportive, very very influential, you know, just...
Did he almost act like a coach, so to speak, or... Well, he seemed to lead you into this at least a little bit.
He did lead me into it. It's really cool when, you know, you raise your kids and then all of a sudden they're adults.
And then now they're the teacher.
Overnight. And yeah, I mean, it's like they're your teachers, they're a mentor, they're a friend. And it's just really cool the relationship that we've had.
Mm.
And so, you know, he gave me the idea and I just went for it. I guess,
so,
and that's
to add to,
like, the previous, like, workout history would be that I did do, you know, I did some things like I started P90X. I did some Insanity. But I never really, like, follow all the way through and complete the whole thing.
Well, you just get bored? Like, what?
Well, actually, P90X, some really good workouts that I liked a lot. But then when we got into the second month, the three-month program, and the second month, just started doing some things that I thought were really geared more to men. I mean, I can do push-ups. I can do a lot of push-ups, but they were having you do these things where you practically felt like you're standing on your head.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, I just kind of got to the point where... I felt
was
like
it
I was
like
taking time.
A little too gimmicky, or?
You know, I think it's a good program for, especially for men. And I'm not going to say, I mean, I could have just chosen to not do a few of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I just got a little bit lazy with it. And,
sure.
Yeah, you know, so, but there's a lot of good stuff in there, and I did learn a lot from it. And still
sure.
use a lot of those, you know, exercises.
Okay, so then you, what'd you do with ours? Did you do phase one? What'd you do?
Yeah, I did phase one. I mean, I just looked on there and it looked like, well, I might as well start at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did. So at this point, I'm, you know, looking to and look into the other programs and see which way I should go.
Well, like phase two. And yeah, we're working on phase three right now.
So, so yeah, I thought it was pretty cool because, for one thing, I felt like it was planned out for me. All I had to do was, you know, print out the page, check the exercise calorie, make sure I knew what was going on, and then just go do it. And another thing that was good about that, it was a good time for me to change things up. You know, I was doing a lot of days where it would be more broken down, like back and biceps.
Oh, like bodybuilder splits, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like, and I have a leg day and throw abs and throw cardio in when I felt like it, that
yeah.
kind of thing. But, so, you know, it was like, okay, this is good. I'll get back to a full body workout. You know, it's time for change.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Okay, so then what did you do anything specific for diet or at that point? Where were you at with on that side of things?
Well, my diet has just... I felt like I needed to lose a few pounds, and I did accomplish that through this process. But generally, my idea is just, you know, it's calories out, and I try to be aware of where I was at calorie-wise per day, you know, just trying to keep a little bit of a handle on it.
Right.
And then I did incorporate, the fasting occasionally.
Yep.
To get that deficit when I need to.
So in general, you took it. I mean, diet wasn't a major hurdle, so to speak. It was like, I'm getting the feeling from you that it wasn't like a daily sort of mental challenge per se.
Not really. In a way, I feel like I could have done better on that part and that I should have, and I probably would have looked better in the end. You know, I still realize there's definitely room
and,
for...
And what, placed higher than first place?
Well, no, but just personally, when I look at my body and I see the little places that...
Yeah. Oh, but okay, so let's stop right there. But do you have the ability to look at your body and appreciate the fact that you're in really good shape?
I do, I guess. I mean, it's kind of hard because I think I'm made a little hard on myself. But yeah, I'm getting there. You know, I'm also getting there with the whole age thing. It's like,
well, yeah, we haven't even covered that. How old are you right now?
I'm 52, and when I turned 50, it was like, oh my goodness, this sounds so old, and I don't want anybody to know, and I don't.
But
want
you
to
know,
talk.
Like 20-year-old girls would kill for your body, right? Do you realize, like, so you came in first in the Open, Roberta and Chris West came in first and second in the Open level two, and all of you are 50 plus. Like, you guys are a huge inspiration to the younger girls.
I think that's really cool. And that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to, at this point in my life, appreciate who I am and that age is just a number and just be happy with the fact that I am in the shape I am at my age. I don't think I act 50 or 52 now. Hopefully I don't really look that old either.
Not at all. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to, like, this is huge for girls to see and hear from people that are, you know, a girl that's, they don't have, it's not like it's a death sentence or anything. They can actually be in the best shape of their life in their 50s.
Yeah, and so that's why I'm just trying to own it. I actually, when I finally got on the community, which I wish I had known about and done earlier, I tried to introduce myself and get my profile set up and, you know, I thought, I'm just going to own this age thing because for too long it's been like something I've been embarrassed about, getting old, you know? But
really,
I'm trying to change that idea.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's going to happen to all of us. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's almost like the best conditioned Venuses are all, it's almost like by definition you have to be older to be in the best condition. I don't know. It just seems like everyone's getting in their best condition 50 plus.
Well, and I think that's why I wanted to start with my foundation as a young person, because I think that really is what carried me through, especially those years of in my 20s where all I was doing was having babies, and I survived that. And then when I did start working out, I think I still have a really good foundation to build on. And I think it's just the long haul, the consistency,
it really matters. It does really matter. And I guess this is a narrative for any younger girls. Get into the gym as soon as possible because it's going to benefit you enormously later in life. And I know, like, that's really hard for younger people to sort of think that far ahead. But, you know, you're living proof looking back thing, holy smokes, that foundation really helps now. Like, I'm sure you appreciate that now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, well, let's... So your current goals now are...
I would say my current goals are to just take it to the next level. I think I do have another level in me that's attainable. My VI numbers are shoulders and hips are really pretty right on, pretty close. And my waist, not too far, but I definitely feel like I can lose a little more fat, and so I'd like to do that.
I think you should set a date for a cover model shoot. Oh, by the way, I think your picture. Okay, so we've got some new software coming out.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to, for the next contest, I'm sort of dropping little hints on this on all the different podcasts, and I'm using one of your pictures in the, so basically the software will be, instead of entering the contest the way we have been, where people just zip stuff up and send it to me, and it's just this big, on my end, it's just a complete disaster trying to coordinate, like, everything. There's going to be a dashboard where you log in and just enter all your stuff. So you enter your name, your all that stuff, your Venus measurements, and then, like, your front, side, back pictures, and then all your sort of creative shots. And then you just, like, drag and drop and put your pictures in, and then that will be, like, the entry page. Anyways, I used one of your pictures as an example of a cover model, just like a freestyle shot. So there's a few other girls whose pictures are up there too who won't like know that it's them, or at least didn't know I picked them yet. So I just figured now that I'm talking to you. So yeah, one of your pictures is up there. But I think the next thing you should do is shoot for a full on photo shoot and take a picture that's going to end up on the cover of one of our books.
Oh well, you have to tell me what I should do to figure that out.
Well, that's the new thing. We're not going to have level two anymore. We're going to have what's called the cover model competition. And so
that
instead of level two, for people like yourself who don't have far to go, or there's no, I mean, you're already placed first. There's nowhere else really to go. The next level is, like you say, if you got a little bit more in you, the next level actually is, yeah, you sharpen up a bit if you think you need to, and then do a full-on legit photo shoot, and then take a picture that's good enough for an artist to use on a book cover.
Oh, that sounds cool.
We
did kind of the ones with the dumbbells towards right at the end of the day we were getting pictures, and by that time I wasn't even really, I felt like I should have gone back and looked at them before we just said we're done. There was some things that I wanted to do that we forgot to do, and some pictures didn't come out as good as I would have hoped, so... But I liked that part of it. It just seemed fun and natural.
That's the whole point, right? The whole point's it's almost like your body's, once you've got it in a shape do you really like, it's sort of like a, I don't know, it's like a toy you get to play with or something. I don't know if that sounds good or bad, but it's basically like, go do something with it. Like, take some pictures, do something.
Yeah.
Don't hide the thing. Like, get. I mean, because if you do like a full-on real kick-ass photo shoot, like, yeah, you got that forever, right?
Yeah, and I'm even proud to have the pictures, even though they're not top-notch quality. I am really happy to just have these pictures to, you know, when I'm 75, go, hey, look what I looked like when I was 52, you know?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
I'm happy with that, yeah.
And then if you end up on the cover of a book, then you'd be like, well, look, and I was on the cover of a book and stuff. Like, it's, so that's what we're doing with people who are sort of at your level. Instead of like the open level twos and that stuff, it's just cover model. And
okay.
We have more than enough. We have more than enough products to always have another person on a cover.
Mm-hmm.
So we're replacing all of our covers with you guys. So that's sort of the pattern moving forward.
Well, that's a great incentive. It is really neat. And I guess just when Jeremy encouraged me to be in the contest, that was a really cool thing for me, too, because I've never I've had goals, and it's like I wanted to get better, but I didn't ever really have anything that I was actually shooting for, you know, like, and that gave me something to work for and to, you know, realize that I could win this thing, and it just, that's what made being part of the contest really cool to me.
Yeah, like a structure, a deadline, like
yeah.
Without structure, we just, all people just sort of float around, like, don't really get anywhere. Got to have some structure.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so, okay, so moving forward then, what, I guess let's get to the part where you give your advice now for other women in your same life situation, which... What would you say when someone's asking, like, how'd you do that and how do I do it?
Well, you know, and I am getting quite a bit more of that lately because after we completed those photos and I just felt like, okay, I've accomplished this and I felt good about it, photos were submitted, I thought, okay, I'm going to try to choose one picture here that's not too forward of me to put on Facebook. You know, just because I felt good about what I had done. And so I put up a profile picture of, you know, just one of the ones with the dumbbells. And I got, you know, I've gotten a lot of reaction, a lot of positive feedback. And there are a lot of people that are, you know, asking me what I'm doing and what I have done. And, you know, just a lot of really great comments. So at this point, I feel like I'm just kind of, I had thought about becoming a personal trainer, and I had done some, I had worked as a fitness manager at the gym for a while, and which included doing some personal trainings, doing some small training sessions with people and trying to sell them on benefits of personal training. So I do have a little bit of experience in that, and I enjoy helping people that way. So I feel that that's kind of where I'm at right now, that some of my friends, some people at church, they're all like asking me questions, and I'm ready to just kind of step in and try to help people. But I guess for, generally I would just say that it's about being consistent. You know, don't just keep going. Have some goals and just keep moving forward. And even when you, if you have a bad day, big deal, don't beat yourself up over it. Just get up and start over the next day, but just keep moving forward. I think, too, as women, we do this a lot. We just put ourselves on the back burner, the bottom of the list, and we're taking care of our families and our kids, our husband, our friends. But we need to realize it's really important to take care of yourself. You can't take care of everybody else when you're not at your best or your best self. So I think it's very important to, just allow that time. You know, if it can be daily or whatever you feel like you need to have time for yourself, but you need to have it. You need to make yourself a priority.
Mm-hmm.
But by doing that, it's not selfish at all. It's really beneficial to everybody else around you.
Mm-hmm. Brad Howard always says the analogy that when they're giving the instructions on an airplane, it's always to put the mask on yourself first before the person next to you, before your kid, because if you pass out, then you're of no value. So you have to take care of yourself. If you want to be the maternal person that helps other people, you can't be falling apart yourself. You need to be together and strong in the first place, right? So you kind of always have to come first.
Mm-hmm. And I know that when I'm taking care of myself, I'm in a much better mood. I'm happier. I'm feeling good at myself on all levels. You know, you have to take care of yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, as well as physically. And when I'm doing that, then people around me notice and benefit from it, like my husband. It really makes you more of the person that you're meant to be when you take the time for yourself.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I 100% agree. All right, well, I think that's a good place to leave it, unless you have anything else.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know if I covered what I needed to.
yeah, there's no rule. No, that was good. Are you good there?
Yeah, I guess so. If you're good, I'm good.
Okay, I'm good. All right, so, well, congratulations on the win. So, for Rhonda and Abnett, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.